Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. I literally have one of my most favorite people in the world on the show. He does not need an introduction, but I will introduce him afterwards. I want to introduce, welcome to the show, my dear friend, Mr. Steve Larson. Welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, man. This is awesome.
I am so excited. I was going to try to go back. You were episode like 12 on Funnel Hacker Radio. I mean, one of the very, very first ones I ever did. I was so
excited.
Way back when. I forgot about that. I'll have to figure that one out. But it's been so cool for me to see your journey, and you're just such a dear friend. You provide such massive value. For those of you guys who were not at Funnel Hacking Live, I don't know why you wouldn't have been, but for some reason, if you weren't, just one of the many things that just epitomizes the kindness of Steve. Do you want to go by Steve or Steven on this podcast? Which one do you want?
Steve's fine.
Okay, so we're going with Steve. So Steve was basically there at Funnel Hacking Live. He was one of our roundtable hosts. He'd already spoken. He just provided a ton of value. He's literally standing on a chair speaking to, he had the most people of anyone. I think we were like eight rows back of people around this circle. And so you basically have the Knights of the Round Table with eight concentric circles behind it. Just couldn't get enough people around him. And all of a sudden I see Steven sitting down. I'm like, that's kind of different. That's not normally like Steven. And then I come over and he's like shaking. I'm like, dude, what's going on? He goes, I haven't eaten. And I'm like, stop everything. You can't talk anymore. I'm like, listen, you guys are going to kill my favorite person in the world. You cannot do this to Steve. So we basically got him some food, but that's just who Steve is. I mean, Steve, you give so much to everyone and it's just the most generous person in the world. The part I love is you immerse yourself in content to a point that is far beyond what most people would ever do. And because of that, the value that you're able to give people is so huge that, I mean, literally I had people come up and say, I would have paid $50,000 just to be at Steven's table. I mean, people were so excited to be there. So we'll probably have to pay you next year to be a roundtable host.
I was going to say, man, who is that guy?
But with that, I just, again, Steve, thanks so much for being on. Anything else you want to say before we dive into some fun stuff?
No, I appreciate that. The feeling is mutual. I just about passed out that day. I was doing all the tricks. My vision actually started blurring. I was like, I'm not used to blurring out. And then I felt your hand on my shoulder pulling me down. I was like, oh, thank you. Oh my gosh, Dave, thank you.
Oh my gosh, crazy. But honestly, the thing that I just love is, Steve, you have this ability to connect with people at a level that most people don't, which is, I know you're a real strong DEI personality anyways. Yeah. And with that, you're so driven, yet at the same time, you have this heart of gold that people feel and they're just so drawn to you. I mean, it was Funnel Hacking Live was so fun for me to watch and at the same time scary because they literally were mauling you. They couldn't get enough of you. And it was just like, and I know you had friends there protecting you and everything else, but every once in a while it's like, listen, back off.
Yeah. Thanks.
So it's just neat to see. But so tell me, what are some of the things that what are you geeking out on these days? What are the things that you're really enjoying the most?
Yeah. You know, one of the things I've been focusing on a lot lately is this whole concept of getting more clarity on the who that we all sell. You know, this past little while, like I'm so, you know, I geek out so hard on the funnel itself, obviously, and the offer and the sales message. But what I've been noticing is that there's these people out there who frankly have terrible funnels, terrible offers, really bad sales message, but they're making a lot of money. And it's been a pattern I've been diving into really in the past 8 months and following up and seeing what's happening. And the piece that they've all gotten good at is the who. And they're good at talking to these people who are already a great fit. They don't need to go create a problem and then present the solution because they're already feeling the problem. They don't need to go and see, oh, I already see the, how do I build up the value of this one? They already see the value because they've been trying all the other avenues and products that already exist. And because they get clarity on that one piece, the rest of it, they can be terrible at and make a lot of money. And that's been the thing I've been geeking out a lot lately is how to identify that who and where they are. Well,
one of the things you said at Funnel Hacking Live, which I've taken notes on, and I'm actually making sure I implement my own life these days, and that is one-step learning, learning one step ahead.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't mind, just kind of explain to people what that is, because it'll tie into exactly what you said when you were talking about this who.
Yeah, you know, it was probably 3 years after I really started trying to do business on my own, and it was challenging. You know, it was very challenging, and I'm reading and I'm studying and immersing, and I think that's important, especially at the beginning of any journey, is to really go deep for a little while. But then eventually you got to stop and put everything down. I remember one day I was riding my bike home from campus. We're broke. We're living on loans. And I started beating myself up, which if you're listening or watching into this right now, like, I ask you not to do that. We all do that as entrepreneurs, and it's not really fair to us like what we're trying to solve, you know? And I started beating myself up, and I was like, basically, I was like, dude, why are you still broke? You know, I was like, what is going on? I started doing what we all do a little. I know what I would do in that guy's business. I definitely know what he's doing wrong. And I'm over here broke, you know, like, who am I, you know, to say that? And I started kind of beat myself up a little bit. And I realized that I was getting stuck in these learning loops where I would just study for the sake of feeling motion and the semblance of motion, but not actually doing anything. And for a couple of years, that's the way it was. And for a while, it's necessary to kind of immerse, but I recommend everybody, as fast as you can, to put the books down. And I'm not telling you not to learn, not to read or study or anything, but the learning style changes. Most CEOs, like we all know, they read a book a week, which is great. But most of us in the entrepreneur world are not CEOs yet, but we try to behave like one. And so we consume and consume, consume. And all it does is it bogs us down because we're trying to distill all this information, figure out what to do with it, but we don't even have a thing to do it to yet. And that's the issue. So it's all about identifying where you want to go, where you are, and then only learning like a hunter, you know, for the next step in front of you. And that's it. Blinders on everything else. You just learn to take the step rather than to learn generally. Stop learning generally. I think that's the big piece that would really help a lot of people.
Now, I totally love that. It's interesting. I went through that experience last year. I ended up hiring a whole bunch of different coaches in different areas. And part of it was I wanted to up my game a ton. And one of those I ended up hiring, I think I mentioned to you, was, you know, Jerick Robbins, Tony's son. And I wanted it primarily on the relationship side. I've had this experience of being probably a little too direct for people. And it's interesting in my role at ClickFunnels. I forward facing, I see a lot of people, and I want to make sure that I care so much about people, but it's sometimes I've got so much on my mind. I'm like, listen, I'm so ROI based that at times I'm like, this conversation is going nowhere and I end it too fast. And I thought, all right, so Jerick, I need some help on how to get out of conversations in a kinder way, and yet at the same time, not spend a whole bunch of time. And so it was fun when I was talking to him because he had the exact same approach that you said. And that is, you know what, pick one thing you want to focus on. What's the one thing? And so for like a month, we just dive deep into my marriage for a while, or we dive deep into how do you communicate with your employees, or we dive deep into, you know, different things and literally spend that whole month. And so everything he was giving me was just in that one area. Wow. And the part I loved the most was I saw such massive growth and areas that I before thought I was just kind of dabbling in. But then all of a sudden, within a month or 6 weeks, I would literally get like a year's worth of growth just because of that focused opportunity.
Yeah.
And it was just crazy. And so I, at the end of the year, I basically kind of came down to the end. I'm like, Jerick, the thing I need next is we're churn for us right now at ClickFunnels is the most important thing I'm working on. Right. And he said, well, Dave, that's not my specialty. But he referred me to two different people. One who was a dear friend of mine, Dan Martell. So Todd and I hired Dan.
Cool.
And we're working through some of his stuff. And then Keith Cunningham, who speaks at Tony's Business Mastery, is this genius guy on understanding the numbers. And so I'm going to his event in April with Gary White. He happens to be there as well, just to really dive in on the numbers, which is something I don't like as much, but I know it's what the next chapter is for me to get involved with. And so I just totally, when you said that at Funnel Hacking Live, I'm like, man, I've had personal experience with that, and it made a ton of sense to me. And yet I wanted to literally stop you and say, now listen, everyone, stop what you're doing. Just pay total attention just to Steve right now, because this is the only thing out of the entire event that matters to you. Is because you go to an event and I've had that experience where you go and like, oh, that's a great idea. And that's a great idea. And that's a great idea. And you get done. You're like, I can't implement all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then nothing. And so I just wanted to thank you for that. And I want to make sure that people who are listening, if you do nothing else, take Steve's advice on that, because it's a game changer.
And that's so true. You know, and what's interesting is like, I think because we're entrepreneurs and we're creators and we come up with these new things, we think that everything is new. It really isn't. It's like 80% is the exact same thing as what's already been done. 20% is your little glaze that is, you know, your creativity. And if you can't name the framework that you're following, the model that you're following, that's where all the wheel spinning feeling comes from that I've noticed in these coachings that I'll do. And what do I do next? What do I do next? I'm like, well, you're in the info product model. So just do what all of them do, you know, book, course, high ticket thing. There you go. I'm in supplements. What do I do? Well, all of them have already proved out how to sell supplements. Like, I'm unique, not that unique, you know, like get back to the basics, you know, I'm special. Not really. You know, it's like, it's so funny. I feel like you can't name what you want, where you are, know the next step, and then really understand the model that you should be following. Like therein lies noise. That's the formula to be feeling lost, you know?
Well, you just mentioned a key word. I think people don't understand the importance of, and that's framework. Yeah. Russell's done an amazing job with that. You have been a phenomenal job with that. How does a person find the framework, and what exactly is a framework? If you don't mind addressing those two questions.
No, yeah, totally. So if you think about like, if I'm like, Stephen, I'm in the B2B space. What you have to realize is that like, if anyone has been selling in that space successfully at all, and you're not, like you're the variable, right? So you got to go back and you start, you got to look and be like, what is wrong with my business model? And what are all these other business? Like, it's not so much looking at the funnel. It's looking at the whole business. How are they bringing people in and fulfilling on it? And how they continue to do that. And we can look at it from a very 30,000 foot view and be like, okay, this is how most supplement companies are doing it, or B2B or retail, it doesn't matter. And you're seeing as a whole, the majority of them tend to be doing it this way. And when you can figure that out, the game gets really easy. So your product is what's unique, your sales message, your the banner that you lead with, the charge, you know, the beliefs, that's unique. You're the attractive character unique, but you're sitting on top of a model that's extremely proven. And in the game, like most of the risk gets taken out of it. And so I can go take a summit and figure out what the summit model has been and just put my stuff in there. And so understanding what those frameworks are and the natural step that most of the industry is taking, that takes out most of the guesswork, and it's pretty hard to fail if you just do it.
So what's been your experience to find out what that actual framework is? Because you just rattled off a dozen different ones. And because of your experience, and you've literally have consulted with, at this point, I would say venture to say thousands of companies or clients, you've had a lot of exposure to that. How does a person who's new to it tries to figure out, how do I find out what a framework is?
Yeah, I think it takes a lot of homework at the beginning, you know? I think this truly is really what funnel hacking is. If you go in and you start looking to see, like, I would go see, okay, like all beliefs are upheld by story, right? And I love Ryan Holiday. He teaches that when, basically the thing I learned from one of his books is that if you want to control an industry, you have to control the content they're consuming. And so that's one of the reasons I publish so much. So one of the things I like to go do is if I'm doing supplements or B2B or whatever it is I'm looking at, I like to go personally, I like to go see who the content generators are. It's really easy to find them because they usually are the tops of iTunes, the tops of their blogs, the top, and go start listing them out and then see what models they're actually making revenue off of. I found that those who are willing to publish frequently, usually they have some kind of, not always, some of them are just publishing for the sake of it, but it's usually easiest to find people who are both publishing and or spending ad money. So go click on ads, go look to see specifically the content that's out there, and start buying their stuff and let them sell you and lean into the sale. You know, like, I think it's so funny. Some, oh, they just want to sell me something. Yeah, good. Duh. Like, you're doing your homework, you know, let them sell you, buy slowly and watch everything that they're doing. And you're not just funnel hacking the sales process. You're actually hacking their business process. And you can start asking questions about their follow-up, their fulfillment, how many people they have in there, and people get excited about their business. They'll actually talk to you about it. And you can go in and start figuring out, oh my gosh, of the 10 people I just talked to, 8 of them are kind of doing this, you know, and you'll see that a lot of the times, even if they didn't mean to, naturally, industries tend to sell in the similar ways.
I love that. Yeah. You know, one of the things you said there, which you've become quite famous for, and that's this whole idea as far as lean in. Yeah. What exactly do you mean by lean in?
I don't know. Everyone listening, you put a little tough skin on now. Is this all right?
You can go as tough as you want.
Sounds good. So I keep a coin on my desk. When I was in college, I started going to some counseling. I was going through a rough time. Went to some counseling and I got inside of this this counselor's office and he said, hey, have you ever been tested for ADHD? And I got so mad. And I was like, please don't tell me something's wrong with me. Like, who are you to tell me that something's wrong with me? because I had all these dreams and aspirations of things I'm doing now, and I didn't want to feel disqualified. And so I went and reluctantly took this test. I handed it back to him, and he's like, "You don't have ADHD, but you have a lot of symptoms of it." And I was like, "Isn't that how you tell someone has something?" You know? And I was like, "I don't get it." Well, for a while, this became like a banner. I would hold this on my shoulders like a flag. It was a burden. It was an excuse for me to not be successful. The fact that it was stupid, but the fact that I didn't own a briefcase made me feel like I wasn't professional enough to be an entrepreneur. Stupid, but so was everyone else's excuse. I couldn't talk. I was very overweight. There's no way you would have got me on a podcast. I believe that I am the least likely success story. And if you think about it wasn't by me sitting back and, well, I'm not that fat, right? I'm not that broke. You know what I mean? Like, that's what's hard about this is that most of the time when you're sitting back with all these people who are trying to build a funnel or a business or be an entrepreneur for the first time, it's not that the models that they're following don't work. They are not working the model. And most of the time what's happening is like the stuff between their head isn't geared appropriately for their own benefit yet. And so I have to go back and help them realize like, look, the reason I can talk is because I couldn't 5 years ago, right? The reason why I'm a little bit more athletic now is because I wasn't. And so it's brutal honesty in oneself and where you currently are. Steven, you're broke. You know, and being okay with that and not judging your value off of it, but clearly feeling the state that you're in. Steven, you're broke. Steven, you're dumb, right? I got kicked out of college. I had to go back 4 years later and apply. And then I had to learn how to learn. And Steven, you're dumb. You don't know how to do this. You don't know this. You've got no discipline. You have a video game addiction, you know? And I had to get really raw and real. And too many people are afraid that they're not gonna be able to do that. Here's what I've noticed happens in the One Funnel Away and Two Combo Coaching. And us as adults, most of our train track is actually built for us for the majority of our life. And it should be, you know, hey, you know, I got three girls. Hey, thing one, you cannot throw your spaghetti at thing two, you know, like there's train tracks. You can't, like, there's rules of life. But eventually what happens, you know, is the tracks stop. And I've noticed that the majority of the adults that I consult and teach and coach with is that they have never in their life actually picked the hammer up on their own, had a thought, put down a track, and put the first nail in on their own. They have done everything that everyone else has always told them. They've never had gained the confidence to do those kinds of things in their life. And so the whole concept of lean in is that when you think about, Stephen, what are my tracks? What are the tracks that I need to go down and follow? The reality is that the obstacle is the way, right? If you don't know what the tracks to follow, oh man, you don't know how to talk, Steven, right? Time to get raw. The obstacle's the way, go learn. You're broke, broke is a joke, baby, right? You gotta figure that out. You're lost in the sauce and just admit it, right? And stop trying to like save face or save pride. No, you're dumb, man. You don't know how to learn, you know, and just being bored about it. I don't know the tracks to go build. That's right, the obstacle's the way. That's why I keep this coin on my desk. You know, it says obstacles the way on the, yeah, you got yours too. Nice.
So Steve and I are showing each other our coins. I have to give total credit to Steven for this. I actually love the book from Ryan Holiday, The Obstacles the Way, but I never took the next step like he did and actually bought the coin. So I bought the coin and then I bought the coin for every one of my kids, my wife. And it's so true, Steven. I love
it. So true. Impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. Best. I love that. And so whenever I get a little negative Nancy or I get poopy pants syndrome, and I'm like, man, I don't want to be doing this right now. I click this out and I'm like, look, Larson, all right, what do you want? You know, and stop blaming other people. So that's what lean in means. Just lean into whatever you feel like is your obstacle. You find out eventually it's your superpower. No one would know who I am if I did not. Like, I'm completely convinced, had I had the money to get to my first Funnel Hacking Live, I wouldn't have worked for Russell because I wouldn't have had to go learn how to build funnels. I wouldn't have learned how to bootstrap. It got me in a certain mindset, but then too many people are like, oh, I don't have any money. Like, man, it is literally tailored to you what you're supposed to be doing right now. But easy out. Let me take that, you know, the easy road here, easy streets. Like, I don't have any time. Great. Right. Lean in. It's not an excuse. I have empathy. I have zero sympathy, though, for those kinds of scenarios.
I love it. It's actually one of the main reasons we're so excited to have you as our One Funnel Away coach, because you do have so much empathy, because you've been there. There's not a single person who can get on a call and say, well, Steven, my life is different than yours. It just, I mean, you've been through it. there's not an excuse you haven't dealt with in your own life or in dealing with other people. And I appreciate that a ton. Actually, my kids have more of a man crush on you than they do on me these days. Chandler and Christian, like, oh my gosh, did you hear what Steven said? I'm like, I said that too, but it doesn't matter. It's Steve said it. So it came from Steve Larson. Therefore it's God, and whatever he says happens. So
that's funny.
It's been fun for me to see the, how much they appreciate you because of the fact that you have leaned in. I was thinking about you this morning. I was doing these stupid blood flow resistant bands on this box steps that I, for some reason, mentally, Stephen, that stupid box step has just has my number. I'm crying. I'm mad at Eric. I just want to hit him. I'm just pissed. But anyways, I agreed. After I got done afterwards, I sat there and thought, you know, it's the whole idea as far as lean in. If I quit, if I had said, you know what, I got to go early. There's a million excuses I could have come up with. Yeah. And I hated even the hour afterwards, I was still sore complaining to my wife and kids. I'm never doing this again. But again, it's that idea as far as leaning in and you become good at those things. And I think, again, you've done such an amazing job at that. And just massive kudos to you for that.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Yeah.
That's super cool. Well, tell me, I know we're kind of getting close to wrapping things up here with you. And I literally could talk to you for hours on end. And I'm sure as you know, everyone else could do the same. What's the best way for people to reach out to you?
Honestly, stevejlarson.com. You know, that's the best. It's got all the, it's kind of my funnel hub, you know.
Steve J. Larson, L-A-R-S-E-N. .com. I think that's awesome. You're taking the same Garrett White thing with the middle initial.
Only because the guy who wanted Steve Larson was asking for like 20, 30 grand. I was like, no.
Oh my gosh, is that crazy? No, totally understand that. Again, if you guys aren't following Steve on his podcast, Sales Funnel Radio, by all means, please listen to him there. You should be definitely signed up for the One Funnel Away Challenge. He is literally, it's the coolest thing for me, Steve, just to, I laugh only because I hear you louder than I hear my own thoughts when you're in the room.
I feel bad, man, because if you guys don't know, it's literally on the other side of the wall is Dave, and I'm like, crap, he's on a call, here it comes, I'm known for the boom, and I'm like, oh gosh. Anyways.
Well, the best part is there's about 3 inches of foam on that wall as well. Supposedly it's supposed to absorb some of it, but for me, I love it. It's neat for me to see the excitement that others have following you. You've been such a magnet to so many people. And I think it's exciting for me to see as we look at, you know, our two Comma Club X coaching program, how many of them got started with you and as they progress and they're signing up again next year, because I need more of Steve. And it's because you give so much. You're the most gracious guy in the world. You care so much. And again, I think there's a huge difference between empathy and sympathy. And you do an amazing job of really, you'll pour your whole heart and soul into a person who's trying.
Yeah.
And if they're not, it's like, dude, I don't have time for you, which is how it should be.
Yeah, so, it is.
Any parting words, my friend?
Very excited. Thank you so much for having me here. Obstacles away, everybody.
Awesome. Thanks, Steve. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the podcast. One of the things we're really passionate about is trying to get everyone up and running as fast as they possibly can. And one of the things we've done recently that has helped so many people, and that is our One Funnel Away Challenge. If you don't mind, if it's something of interest to you, we actually will pay you $100 for anybody who signs up for the One Funnel Away Challenge. Or if you want to go ahead and sign up and do it yourself, just go to onefunnelawaychallenge.com. Again, that's onefunnelawaychallenge.com. Sign up, go through a 30-day challenge. It's one of the great things. We've got Russell basically giving you a 10,000-foot level. Julie Stoyan comes in and gives you kind of here are the nuts and bolts of exactly how to make it work. And then Steven comes in every single day and spends time basically telling you exactly what to do on a daily basis. So he'll hold your feet to the fire, super accountable. We've had more people get more success and things done out of this than anything else. So go ahead and sign up at onefunnelaway.com. Thanks.